Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You should come out and join Ron and I. We're at Sun Chevy, Route 19 in the South Hills, First Responders Fundraiser. Great cause, incredible vehicles out here, including a 2023 Corvette Z06 that Ron and I got to sit in. Of course, neither one of us could get out of the thing because we didn't know how to open the door, Ron. But what a vehicle. It's sitting to my right. They've revved it up a couple times. Just a powerful, powerful machine. So come on out and join us. Have something to eat. Mingle a bit. Bob Pompiani back in studio. And now on the Nemacolin fan hotline, Nemacolin around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. We find our friend Jeff Hobson from CincinnatiBengals.com. The man who goes by the name Butch. Butch, thank you for joining us, and I'm curious as to what the theme of Bengals camp has been down there. What's been the major storyline?
Heat. You know, obviously the storyline is we're waiting for Burrow to get back from his appendectomy and to get his offensive line back. I think that's, you know, been a kind of a key theme. And the defense always, you know, the defense always looks ahead of the offense, and it's really kind of, even without Jesse Bates, who has yet to sign his franchise tender, this defense looks miles ahead of where it was last year, and it makes sense because they're all back, and, you know, they're all back except for Bates, and, you know, they're in their fourth year under Lou Anarumo. His scheme, and it's, you know, they look the way they should look. They look really good.
Butch, is there any concern about Burrow being ready, and do you anticipate him even taking a snap in the preseason? I see Justin Herbert isn't going to play in any of the games. Do you think Burrow will play in any?
Yeah, you know, Zach kind of intimated the other day that he would not. I mean, he's only played, you know, he's like Herbert in that 2020 class, no preseason games. In rehab last year, he only had 3 snaps. I think he's done pretty well with a career of 3 preseason snaps. The 3 preseason snaps he had were disastrous last year. He only threw 1 pass, and it was a screwed-up screen. And they were lucky nobody got hurt on the thing. And they got him the hell out of there. And I think he did pretty well that year. In fact, he went out in the opener and was 20 of 27. And at that point had a career high passer rating when they beat the Vikes in overtime. So, yeah, I'd be shocked to see him roll out there. But if they roll him out there for a series in the finale, I guess that wouldn't surprise me either. But no matter what, I think he'll be ready for the 11th.
Thinking about the Bengals when it comes to their overall expectation level, I find it interesting. I know people in Cincinnati are very bullish, and quite frankly, around the league, most people are too. But is there any way that they arrived a little too soon, that maybe there's room for, you know, a step back this year? We've seen that with some teams, you know, that they come out of nowhere and they get to a Super Bowl, and then the next year they're not as good. What are the expectations there?
I think, this is, I don't think you can say they're a flash in the pan. They return their Super Bowl starters. Of the Super Bowl starters they return, they got two guys who are 28 years old. Everybody else is younger than that. So I think their defense is legit. Their skill players are legit. They went out and they helped their offensive line. I don't think anybody's got any questions about Burrow. The only question is, I think the division's going to be tougher. Baltimore is not going to get as banged up as they were. They're going to go right to the end. Pittsburgh's going to be better than people think. Cleveland's got a great defense. It's just another whole hum, just another year in the AFC North. I think all four teams are legit. Did the Bengals arrive sooner than expected? I don't see how a team wins three games in the playoffs, two of them on the road, he only wins the Super Bowl, and they got everybody back. I don't know how you say that they're not legit.
I wonder if you agree with this, Butch, and we have Jeff Hobson on, a.k.a. Butch Hobson, after the old Boston Red Sox third baseman. He's on the Nemecolon fan hotline. He covers the Bengals for Bengals.com. I feel like the Bengals could actually be a better team, but maybe not even win the division, and that's because of the schedule. I still think they could be a wild card, make a run at the Super Bowl. They could win the division. But you get my point. I mean, the schedule after the bye week, at Steelers, at Titans, Chiefs, Browns, at Brady, then at Belichick, then Josh Allen, then Lamar Jackson. It's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, I think most everybody in the AFC has a brutal schedule. A lot of clubs have those teams on the schedule. There's no question. I mean, it happens all the time. A team is better than it is the year before. And maybe it might have a worse record. They get a bounce, they get some injuries, they don't get a bounce. Perfect example, last year's opener. Vikings, the Bengals get a controversial fumble by the Vikings. They turn it into an overtime win. Well, Mike Zimmer's sitting here visiting practice a couple days ago. Who knows if that bounce goes the other way? The Vikings win the opener and the Bengals don't. Mike Zimmer's probably not here at practice. He's probably in Minnesota. So, I just think that's the way it is, Doc. I think that's just the way the league is, You could be, they could be better and go 9-8, but they don't get a bounce or something. But I think that's why you got to be better than the bounces, if you know what I mean, And they've got to get, and it seems like in this league with the way the rules are, if you get a quarterback that can conjure up something in the last 58 seconds, you got a shot. And they've got that guy in Burrow. So, these are the same issues every year, By the way, Butch Hobson, 30 homers from the ninth spot in 77. And you get an extra bonus if you can tell me what Butch Hobson's real name is.
Ron?
I don't know.
Bobby? What Robert?
That's
what is it, Butch?
Well, C-L-E-L-L. He also backup quarterback at Alabama, too, when he was in college. His father was a great – Clell Hodgson Sr., great quarterback for Alabama in the early 50s.
You know way too much about him, Butchie, but I guess he's your namesake. All right, I'm dying to ask you this. Pittsburgh was outraged over the end of Heinz Field and Acrisure Stadium, beginning of Acrisure Stadium. What has been the reaction in Cincy to Paycor Stadium?
Paul Brown, a great name in Cincinnati and the NFL. But I think Paul Brown will be the first to tell you, and Mike Brown has told us, things change. And without him saying it, they're building an indoor facility. That guy Burrow is coming up for a contract. Jamar Chase is coming up for a contract. T. Higgins is coming up for a contract. You guys can do the you guys see what wide receivers and quarterbacks are getting. Paul Brown would probably have been, like Mike said, Paul Brown would agree that times change. And so I think the folks in Cincinnati see the team they're building and what they're going to have to pay it. And I think they're okay with it. And they'll still honor. I mean, PB's name is still all over this place, and rightfully so.
Bob?
Well, I was going to ask about a follow-up, too, because I thought it was interesting. The AFC North, I think, is one of the tougher divisions. Maybe not the toughest. We'll find out if the AFC West can do something with that one. But you said you were expecting the Steelers to be better than what people think. I guess I want to know why you think that, and also do the people of Cincinnati still look at that as legitimate? In other words, that is still a potential. The Steelers can go out and win a division.
There's no question. If you've been a Bengals fan for the last quarter of a century, you know what Pittsburgh means in the division. So yeah, I mean, but in I'll tell you, Tomlin, Brian Flores, Terrell Austin on defense. You know they're going to play. They're going to play really good defense. They're not going to make mistakes. And look at what Tomlin's done with teams that weren't as good as this one. So I think. That's why I think the Steelers are going to be better than, get the quarterback thing figured out. But all the while, they're not going to give up a lot of points. So I just think with the people they got coaching on defense and just the tradition and what Tomlin and the history of what Tomlin's done, I think they're going to be in the thing all the way, or at least most of the way.
Butcher's just reading the piece.
They usually are. I don't think that's going out on a limb.
Just reading a piece on SI, I don't know, maybe a month ago, where NFL agents were sharing their thoughts on Burrow's second contract here with the Bengals. I think he's eligible next offseason. Are we looking perhaps at a $300 million man, at a $60 million man per year, at a name-your-price kind of guy here?
All I know is that Mike Brown, when he's had a franchise quarterback, he's paid him. He made Boomer Esiason the highest paid guy in history. He made Carson Palmer the highest paid guy in history. And what that means for Joe Burrow, I think he's going to come out of it pretty good. I don't know what the number's going to be, but whatever the number has to be, I'm sure it will be hit. It has been hit in the past.
You know, Butch, tell me about Ja'Marr Chase. I hear the work ethic is unbelievable there, the talent. I mean, I know they were somewhat criticized for not taking an offensive lineman, and they took, Burrow's teammate from LSU. The kid is just spectacular, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's a, ever since he caught that, the back end of the ball in the last 30 seconds at Hines there, in Pittsburgh in the third game of the year there. He's always the last guy off the field. He's pretty close to being the last guy off the field after a practice. Depends might what goes on in the practice. But even if they go a little late, he's there with the jugs, he catches about 120 balls after practice. He does the thing with the tennis balls inside. I mean, the guy's all football. He's also he's 22, but, the guy's, the guy's a winner. He comes off as a guy who's been around 10 years, 10, 12 years. He's seen a lot. He's done a lot. And for a kid his age, he's as old as Paul Brown Stadium. He was born in March of 2000, when this place opened. And, he just acts a lot older than that on and off the field. I mean, the guy's just got a great he not only works hard, but he knows what he's doing. He knows leverage. I take you guys back to the snap before McPherson kicked the winner in Tennessee. And he's going against, a 10-year veteran there at corner. And, he runs a hell of a route to get to the sideline, stop the clock, 21-yard pass to set up the field goal. I mean, that was a veteran, that was a decade veteran play there. So that and the work ethic is, what you see is what you get. A guy that's, by the numbers, the best rookie wide receiver, the best year a rookie receiver ever had.
Lastly, Butch, it feels like we have to search a little bit to find a potential weakness or where the Bengals might be vulnerable. ESPN did a thing left guard might be an issue. Not sure what's going on there. If you had to identify a potential weakness for this team, what would it be?
Well, I think it's, you know, getting the offensive line together, because they got three new starters, and they're basically going to have basically four new opening day starters. So they've got to get that squared away. You know, you wish they'd be a little bit deeper receiver, maybe. I think they want to do, they want to get better. It's hard to find, it's hard to look at them personnel wise and say, you know, I think it's more areas than anything. You know, they got to get better. They got to get better on offense, more consistently running the ball. They got to get better in the red zone, and they got to get better in short yardage, you know, and that's what the people that they've got. I think they think what they did with the offensive line, they'll be better in a run game and in short yardage. They've emphasized that. But I think more so, those are the things, you know, an area, offensive line, get that together, give them time to gel. And they will be, and they will, because Lyle Collins is now, he's active. He's been cleared. He's going to be out there along with Teddy Karras and Alex Kappa, their new starting offensive lineman. So, but then, and just showing up the short yardage stuff, I think that's kind of the stuff that they're looking to do, and try and stay healthy. Isn't that what they're all trying to do?
Are they going to miss Ogunjobi, Butch? Boy, he finally got on the practice field a couple days ago here, and they just rave reviews already.
Oh, he's a great guy. Yeah, they are going to. Yeah, sure. I mean, seven sacks from the inside. That's going to be tough too. You know, that's always tough to lose. And Larry's a great guy in the room. You know, but they feel like they signed up BJ Hill. They'll get some sacks there. And they're hoping that they get some of these young guys who they think are pretty versatile, moving inside and outside, can at least give them those numbers. But yeah, you know, a great locker room guy. He's going to try and he was the media good guy with the Browns, and I was hoping he could have done it here, because he definitely could have been the good guy, media guy here, because he's terrific. So he's on his third team. You guys will love him, man. He's a great guy with the media. So I think everybody wishes the best for Larry.
Thank you, Butch.
See you, Butchie.
Thanks, guys. See you in the opener.
What a man he is.
Right around the corner in the opener. Now we're talking opener. You can almost feel it, can't you?
Yeah, and I'm struck by the fact, even though they fluctuated a little bit on the offensive line here, this is the first Bengals-Steelers game I think I ever remember where the Steelers don't have a clear edge in the continuity factor that their coaches and their quarterback and you know, everything the Steelers have been known for, right? Now it's the Bengals, second year with their whole defense together, right? They have the same quarterback, same receivers. They've had the same coordinators really on each side, if you think that Zach Taylor's the guy calling the plays, and I do. That just strikes me, Ron, and I think they've earned their favorite status.
They kicked the Steelers' butts twice last year.
6.5-point favorite.
Not once, twice. It wasn't even competitive.
Having said that, they do have the hardest schedule in the AFC.
No, they do. They do.
In the whole AFC. Bob, where do you come down on the Bengals? If I had to pick right now, they're still my division winner. You?
No, I'm going with the Ravens, but I also think, Cincinnati has a lot of talent. They're going to be a good team, but they're going to find themselves losing some close games probably just because of what they have to face. So I see them actually getting better as a team maybe, but not the record. So I expect Baltimore to be the team, if they stay healthy, to win that division.
Who had more losses last year, Bob, the Steelers or the Bengals?
More losses last year? The Bengals.
Yeah.
What are you talking about losses? You're talking about
who had more losses last season, the Bengals or the Steelers?
I thought you meant player
season.
Losses or whatever.
No.
Okay. The Bengals.
No. They each had the same amount. The Bengals won the division. No,
yeah, I thought they had the same amount.
Same number of wins, not losses.
Oh.
No, they had the same number of losses. They each lost seven games.
Then they had the same.
And then they got hot
they the
at the right time.
God, I didn't think this question was this complicated.
Well, the first reason you ask it, we know they won the division.
Right, but I was struck last week when we realized that the Steelers and the Bengals had the same number of losses last year.
Because the Steelers had a tie instead of a win.
Right, the tie screwed it all up.
The tie screwed
it up. It was only meant to be a fun question.
To kneecap Campbell.
But it's also an interesting question because as much as some people think the Bengals were worlds better, the two teams wound up with the same amount of losses, Bob.
No, they got hot at the right time, and that's what it takes. You stay away from injury, you get the right things moving. And as your guest from Cincinnati said, there are a couple of games they could have lost that they won. And
right.
If that happened, that would have changed everything. And that's why I think the Cincinnati Bengals are a very good team, but I don't know that they're going to immediately become another reservation in the Super Bowl just because they did it last year. I think that's hard. And you also see teams come out of nowhere, as you said earlier with Jacksonville. Don't be surprised if they're tremendously better, and they're always going to be those teams. So somebody's got to take a step back while someone takes a step forward, and I think Cincinnati will be the team record-wise that takes a step back.
Well, from where? 10-7 to where? They were only 10-7.
Yeah, I think it could be 9-8, even though they'll be competitive and good. They'll put up stats, but I think they can lose games. You know, the NFL is one of those things that it's hard to predict and hard to understand why teams end up where they are. But I don't – Cincinnati's good. They're going to be good for a long time, but I just think I think what they did in the postseason is going to be hard for them to duplicate.
All right. Mike Tomlin has weighed in on the quarterback battle. Folesy may have a 7 shots report coming up. We'll talk about all of that. Plus, Roger Goodell had some very interesting things to say yesterday. That's ahead on Cook and Joe and Bob.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.